I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Sunday afternoon, August 27th, the Idlejorg Museum in Indianapolis hosts Catherine Finland and pianist Robert Brewer in the premiere of Kenneth Frizzell's Songs of Clay and Stone. The work is inspired by images of the American Southwest, the creations of Hopi potter Nempeo, and the photographs of Edward Curtis. Martha Hill from the museum tells how the premiere came about.
Well, it was kind of interesting. It started last summer. Catherine, she's from Austin, Texas, and she had come up to see the Olympic diving trials. And she was wandering around Indianapolis, and she actually has an aunt who works here at the Idlejorg Museum. So she wanted to be in touch with her, and it was the same weekend that we have our big Indian Market and Festival in June. So she came to Indian Market, and she literally just kind of fell in love with the Idlejorg and everything going on downtown and around the canal here in Indianapolis, and wanted to explore premiering the Songs of Clay and Stone here at the Idlejorg Museum. Her aunt put her in touch with me, and it kind of blossomed from there.
Catherine will be singing the Songs of Clay and Stone.
I'm a mezzo-soprano, and I'm actually Hoosier born. My parents were attending IU when they met, though I live in Austin, Texas currently, and I sing a variety of repertoire ranging from symphonic works, recitals of classical vocal repertoire.
How did you meet the composer, Kenneth Frizzell?
I had the great fortune of getting to attend the University of North Carolina School for the Arts, and Ken is a composition teacher there. A few years ago, I was looking for a program of North Carolina music, and I went to Ken and asked for his opinion of what works of his I should take a look at, and he immediately told me his song cycle, Songs in the Rearview Mirror.
Five or six years ago, I wrote a big song cycle called Songs in the Rearview Mirror, which was a kind of road trip that went back into a lot of Southern things and a lot of family things in my own past. And Catherine Finland performed it quite a bit. And after she had done a round of recitals, we talked about writing a piece specifically for her. And I have a great love of the Southwest and have been, gosh, probably 14 or 15 times out to the, well, sort of the Four Corners area, but Santa Fe and all kinds of places out there. And I thought it would be really intriguing to do a road trip kind of song cycle about some things that had popped up in my interest in the Southwest. So some of it takes place in the present and deals with just some visual things and landscape images that came out of my journals. Then it also kind of reaches far back into the past to some ancestral Puebloan imagery and some of the great potters, Nempeo and Maria Martinez, that were both exquisite Pueblo artists.
One of the other figures in your Songs of Clay and Stone is the photographer Edward Curtis.
Very great artist and a great controversial figure, because he actually believed that Native American culture was vanishing. He thought the people were, he called them the vanishing race, which is hardly what happened, thank God. The song about Curtis is called Stop Time, and it does have a kind of slapstick vaudeville sound to it. It's a little bit comical, but there's certainly a tragic underpinning to it.
Curtis's photographs have been published in many forms. His audio recordings are at Indiana University's Archive of Traditional Music. Idlejorg curator Scott Shoemaker explains the song's connection with the museum.
It talks about the landscape of the West, and so that really ties into a lot of our Western art that really showcases a lot of that. Nempeo learned from a very early age kind of how to do pottery and the whole processes, and later on in life got very interested in some of the pottery shards that are found throughout Hopi territory.
Sunday, August 27th at 3, Catherine Finland and pianist Robert Brewer will perform Kenneth Frizzell's Songs of Clay and Stone in the Clues Court of the Idle George Museum, the Museum of American Indians and Western Art. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.